How do we define whether it can be implemented or not? What are the steps to take to explore and research that?
Well, we've talked about the idea that if you're an entrepreneur and you have passion around a specific concept, your chances of success are going to be much, much greater. One of the things you got to immediately ask yourself is, okay, I've come up with this idea through any one of these other different processes we've talked about. What is the fit with me personally? Where is the fit? Now, the fit can be a fit with your personalities, your passions, your hobbies. I'll use Donald Trump as a great example. Donald Trump is an avid golfer and absolutely has a tremendous amount of passion for the sport. He got into golf courses, not because on the balance sheet it looked like a great thing to do, although it did, but he really got into it because he had a passion for golf, and he turned that into a business. And for a lot of people out there, you can create that kind of synergy, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing because, you know, that idea of having to pass the litmus test of loving what you do is very, very easy. You also got to look at, all right, you've come up with a concept. Do your skills and knowledge and experiences apply to that concept? Do they give you some sort of unfair advantage in bringing that concept, again, from a piece of paper or from an idea to reality? You've got to have a very realistic sense of that. And not to say if you don't have any skills or knowledge that it's a no-go. You've got to just assess where your skills stack up against the opportunity. And you also got to say, hey, there's some activities and businesses that you just may inherently not like. If you're a fairly introverted person and don't score strongly on that self-promotion or sales index, well, don't create a business that necessarily demands from the get-go you being in front of a lot of people in that sales capacity. So you've got to figure out what is the fit with your personality. I guess the last component of that is risk tolerance. You know, we talked about one of the key qualities that the personality traits that define successful entrepreneurs. There's got to be a fair tolerance for risk, because anytime you leave that day job and you put your foot into the wonderful world of entrepreneurship, there are always risks. If there weren't risks, there would not be the tremendous rewards that they are. But everybody's got varying levels of tolerance for risk. And we're not saying people should be risk-seeking, but certainly you should be tolerant of it. If you're less tolerant of it, it's going to direct you in different ways, and you're going to be thinking about different kinds of businesses and evaluating concepts in different ways.
So we have processes for generating and reviewing ideas in the workbook. Now,